Recent headlines have brought attention to the issue of using corporal punishment to discipline children. Typically, we are talking about spanking and other physical forms of punishment to discipline children. These can be tough subjects. Many of our own parents used corporal punishment to discipline us as children, and the practice is still common in many families. But over the last decade, research has found that physical punishment is actually no more effective than nonviolent alternatives, and the harm it can cause is real. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia. And my guest today is Bill Clark, who has been an educator in the D.C. metro area for 18 years. He is also a volunteer with the U.S. Alliance to End the Hitting of Children and is involved in efforts to reduce the use of corporal punishment to discipline children in our community. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So let's start by making sure we're clear on what we're talking about. What is corporal punishment?
So corporal punishment is spanking, hitting, shaking a baby. The common expressions are things like spanking or getting a beating, getting a whooping. And UNICEF defines corporal punishment as the use of physical force to causing pain, but not wounds, as a form of discipline.
And how do you distinguish between corporal punishment and child abuse?
Right. So in child abuse is much more serious and does have wounds. So there'd be things like punching, kicking, burning, sexual abuse, and CAPTA, or the Child Abuse and Prevention Treatment Act, defined it as wounds where there's serious, and anything physical force where there's serious harm.
And so the group that you're involved in looks at some of the laws and regulations that can guide and put limits on these issues. Are there laws against corporal punishment?
Yes. So let me answer that two ways. So in schools, and then for parents first. First in schools. So I'm a teacher and I'm a parent. So as a teacher, I'm not allowed to hit students. I teach in Fairfax County, Virginia, but in Maryland, D.C., Virginia. But in 31 states across the United States, it's illegal for teachers to hit students. So the flip side of that is that in 19 states, it's still legal for teachers to hit students. I know it's incredible, right? 19 states, it's still legal. They're mostly mountain and southern states. Now let's switch over for parents. It's legal for all parents in all 50 states to hit their children, to spank their children. And yet in other countries, in Europe, they're way ahead of us. You know, they've done the research and they found the negative mental health effects. And so they've outlawed it in Sweden, Germany, Spain. There's lots of countries where they've outlawed it in the home.
So let's talk a little bit about some of that research, not necessarily technical, but in general terms, what is the research telling us is wrong with corporal punishment?
Yeah, so let me back up for a moment. So the reason I'm passionate about corporal punishment is that I've seen the devastating negative effects that it has on kids. You know, I've been teaching for 18 years now, and I see the detriment in their academic performance. I've seen their social and emotional levels. They're just like either they're that much more aggressive or that much more shy. You know, it's kind of like it exaggerates the situation. So let's take two famous examples. So Adrian Peterson, NFL running back, you know, he disciplined his son, his four-year-old son, the way he was disciplined. You know, he made him get a stick and he beat him with a stick. Now, you know, that's the way he was raised, and so that's the way he sees it. That's how he's supposed to do it. On the flip side, we have Chris Carter, another all-pro NFL wide receiver, and he said, basically, you know, my mom did the best she could raising us seven kids, but what she did was wrong, you know? And he made a choice, and his choice was to raise his kids without physical punishment. And there couldn't be any clearer two choices in that, you know, we have options. We can do what we do out of habit, you know, or we can make a choice to parent our kids other ways. So let me bring it back to answer your question that, you know, that as a teacher, I'd see like how can
the research and the effects of
the effects of corporal punishment. So when people do brain research and they find out that there's a part of your brain called the amygdala, and the amygdala is we like to think of ourselves as so much more advanced human beings, but really on a certain level we're still all animals, and we have a flight or fight response. So it kind of exaggerates that. So one of the most common things that people find is aggression. So what is aggression? Aggression is basically anger, but unchecked by your own, self-control, self-monitoring. And so you'll see those kids that kind of like lash out. And well, that's when they're relatively young, like bigger toddlers. But then they get into school, and then, who are the bullies, and where did the bullies learn to be bullies? Well, it's kind of like an introduction to bullying. So there's aggression. The other end of the spectrum, when kids aren't being so aggressive, they become that much more shy. So some of the negative mental health effects of corporal punishment are low self-esteem, depression, humiliation. So you see those ultra shy kids in the classroom and in general. Another thing that ends up happening is that kids kind of lose what I call that internal moral compass. They don't really understand right from wrong, which kind of makes sense. They by getting hit, it's jarring. It kind of throws them off. They don't really understand.
And in some ways, it as parents, then we miss that opportunity to coach them along that moral compass line. It may be almost easier sometimes to react suddenly and by hitting a child to check a behavior, but that's not helping the child develop that self-control and that internal ability to make those calls and resist impulses that are natural impulses.
Right, and more minor consequences, and learning as you go from the smaller things in life, not always the big, big, huge problems of life. So we've talked to the administrators in the schools where they do hit and found out that, these kids keep on coming back. It's not like it actually is that much more effective. They're still making the same mistakes. There's a myth almost about that, the old school method, and that's what really works. But you talk to the teachers and administrators, no, those guys still get in trouble. They get hit by the administrator with a paddle, but they still keep on coming back and doing the wrong thing. So it's not any more effective either. So it has all these costs, if you will, but it doesn't really have benefits of, all right, now I got the response I was looking for. I got the respect I was looking for.
So let's turn to the what of the discussion, which is is a task of parenthood or of administering a school to help guide children's behavior. So what are some more positive alternatives that are more effective long term?
Right. So I see it both as the parent perspective and the teacher perspective, and I try to as a teacher, of course, I'm into that we learn. So with a kid, I try to figure out, well, what does what does a child want and need? So if we take care of some of those basics first, and when I was first a dad and we had a little baby at home, it was like the baby cry. I was like, oh no, like I was nervous about everything, every single cry. And then after a while, I started to respond like, okay, let's check off the list. Okay, let's check food. Are you hungry? Let's check, are you tired? Are you, listen for what they're trying to say. And then keep expanding, like distract the kid, but maybe like, oh, I have a toy, but sometimes you have a very serious issue. Sometimes they're reaching out to touch the hot stove. So even in that situation, you can get, 5 inches away from their nose and say, no, your finger up wagging and then they might be shocked and it's okay to go ahead and hug them afterwards because they're all scared and everything. But then in the process, like let's say 10 years down the road, same kid, two different choices, hot stove, spank, hot stove, no, right in their face. What do they remember? They might end up remembering, wow, mom or dad was really upset that day. And yet, do they have the same negative side of it? Like, you know, and they're really mad at me, you know, really upset with what I did. Sometimes it works just to take three deep breaths, you know, you know, like a mommy or daddy timeout, you know, to calm the whole, bring it down a notch and calm the whole situation down. If your kids are bickering, sometimes it just helps to say, why don't you guys go do something that you enjoy doing? Some parents favor timeouts or limiting TV or electronic time.
And believe it or not, we have just about a minute left. So okay. As we wrap up, is there a final message you want to convey about how we can educate people about corporal punishment and discourage its use?
Yeah. So what I'd like to see is that folks are kind of democratize the whole thing with using the internet and are able to say, I don't, you know, get on Facebook, get on YouTube and say, I don't hit my kids, or I don't spank my kids because, or I don't, or I've chosen to stop. I did for a while and I made the choice. I don't spank my kids, and here's why. And also, if you have further questions, you can reach me on my email. It's transformingus@gmail.com. So my name's Bill Clark, and the email's transformingus@gmail.com.
Our society has been gradually shifting away from corporal punishment as a method of disciplining children. However, it's still widely accepted and practiced in the United States, despite a wealth of evidence that it's no more effective than nonviolent forms of discipline and that it comes with incredible risks. We as parents and community members can help break this generational cycle by choosing to use nonviolent methods of discipline that are often more effective long-term in raising children with self-discipline, self-control, and a strong moral compass. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Bill Clark, a passionate advocate for ending corporal punishment, for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can each help families thrive. For more information about the risks of corporal punishment and alternative means for positive discipline, as well as other parenting tips, visit the SCAN website at scanva.org.